This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. The Defence Acquisition Council has approved 5 capital acquisition proposals amounting to over 21,772 crore rupees. The Council, under the chairmanship of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh in New Delhi, yesterday granted acceptance of necessity for the procurement of 31 new water jet fast attack crafts for the Indian Navy. Defence Ministry said these are designed to perform the task of low-intensity maritime operations, surveillance, patrol and search and rescue operations close to the coast. In addition, these vessels will play an effective role in anti-piracy missions, especially in and around Indian Island territories. The Ministry said the Council has also accorded approval for procurement of 120 fast interceptor craft and certain other equipment. The Indian Space Research Organisation, ISRO, will launch the PSLV C-59 Proba 3 mission today at 4:08 p.m. from the Satish Dhawan Space Centre in Sriharikota. PSLV C-59 will launch Proba 3 satellites of the European Space Agency into the highly elliptical orbit. The commercial arm of ISRO, namely New Space India Limited, has got this order from European Space Agency. Proba 3 satellites will split into two after reaching the orbit. The satellites will study the Sun's corona, its surrounding atmosphere, space weather and solar wind. The Lok Sabha has passed the Banking Laws Amendment Bill 2024. The bill seeks to amend the Reserve Bank of India Act 1934, the Banking Regulation Act 1949, the State Bank of India Act 1955, the Banking Companies Acquisition and Transfer of Undertakings Act 1970, and the Banking Companies Acquisition and Transfer of Undertakings Act 1980. The bill also seeks to increase the option for nominees per bank account to 4 from the existing 1. The bill also proposes to redefine substantial interest for directorships, which could increase to 2 crore rupees instead of the current limit of 5 lakh rupees. Moving the bill, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the proposed amendment will strengthen governance in the banking sector, apart from enhancing customer convenience. The Rajya Sabha yesterday gave its nod to the Oil Field Regulation and Development Amendment Bill 2024. The bill amends the Oil Fields Regulation and Development Act 1948. It expands the definition of mineral oils, which include naturally occurring hydrocarbon, coal bed methane and shale gas. It clarifies that mineral oils will not include coal, lignite or helium. Replying to a debate on the bill, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said the bill ensures policy stability, sharing of infrastructure, carbon capture, decriminalization and easy resolution of disputes. Mr. Puri said the bill will provide ease of doing business in the oil and gas sector. The Rajya Sabha yesterday took up the Bharatiya Vayuyan Vidheyak 2024 for discussion. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill in the monsoon session this year. Moving the bill, Civil Aviation Minister K. Rammohan Naidu said the bill defines design, manufacturing and maintenance of aircrafts, which will help the civil aviation industry with the legal framework. He said the bill will replace the Aircraft Act 1934, which has been amended 21 times. Mr. Naidu said India is one of the fastest growing civil aviation markets in the world. The National Council for Vocational Education and Training of the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship has officially recognized the Indian National Space Promotion and Authorization Centre, INSPACE, as an awarding body. The recognition aims to strengthen the vocational education and training landscape in the space sector. The agreement was signed in the presence of the Secretary of the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship. The INSPACE operates as an autonomous agency under the Department of Space. South Korea Parliament rejects President's martial law declaration. Even the leader of President Yoon Suk-yeol's own party, Han Dang-hoon, also opposed this move. India defeated Hong Kong, China 31-28 in their opening Group B match of Asian Women's Handball Championship, which kicked off in New Delhi at Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.